Mr. Chairman, at this time, I'd like to offer an amendment on behalf of myself, Senator Mikulski, and Senator Hutchison for consideration by the committee. Mr. Chairman, there are approximately 600,000 sexual predators in the United States. More than 100,000 of them are unregistered. The Adam Walsh Child Protection Safety Act of 2006 was a significant step forward in providing the U.S. Marshals, the lead agency in enforcing this act, with the tools to track down these unregistered sexual predators. The Congressional Budget Office conservatively estimates it would cost $220 million over a five-year period for the Marshal Services to hire 350 new deputy marshals, as required by law, to locate and to hunt down these unregistered sex offenders. How quickly we have forgotten the Adam Walsh Act signing ceremony and press conferences just 2 years ago. John Walsh then said, legislation without the resources to back it up is nothing more than a photo op, and he's right. No funding has been requested by this administration for this mission, not a single penny, Mr. Chairman. What kind of message does this budget send? Giving these people, these predators and monsters, a free pass? I want to thank Linda Walker, Mark Lunsford, and Ed Smart, who were here last week in support of adding funding to enforce the Adam Walsh Act. They recount the horror stories of how their children suffered at the hands of child predators. How many more children in America must become victims before this is deemed an emergency? My amendment that I offered on behalf of myself, Senator Mikulski, and Senator Hutchison, would provide $50 million toward the Marshals portion of the Adam Walsh Act. I had requested that this funding be originally included in this emergency supplemental. I do not know why it was moved, and I do not understand how these other so-called domestic emergencies can take priority over our children. I'm very well aware that this bill is to fund the war on terror, but I want to state for the record here that the child predators living in our neighborhoods, working in our schools, and lurking on our playgrounds across this country are every bit as dangerous to the American way of life as terrorists. I would also like to point out, Mr. Chairman, that many of the troops we send overseas are leaving behind children without a father or a mother to protect them. Neglecting to fund the Adam Walsh Act, I believe, is an emergency. If you don't think so, I ask each of you here today, how many more young victims will it take before it is? Mr. Chairman, I hope that we will be able to adopt this amendment.